that's no way to sit.
Sit?
You're old enough to have a sense of dignity.
Oh, Dad, you don't understand.
I think I do. I'm not that old. I've done my share of slouching in chairs, but you're carrying it too far.
Dad,
where's your mother?
She's out in back. Right. Dad, you see what...
I want you to understand that when I talk of dignity, I don't mean stuffiness.
Dad...
Dignity is gracefulness. It's a sense of the appropriate.
Dad...
And the best example of ladylike dignity you could find anywhere is your mother. She... Training for the wrestling alligators?
Oh, dear. I'm just trying to take off some weight.
Take off weight?
Uh-huh. Mother, you don't have to take off any weight. Your figure is super perfect.
Not exactly my words, but certainly my sentiments. Sure you read the scales right?
Oh, I don't need the scales to tell when I put on weight. I have a system that's infallible.
Oh, what's that?
Well, you know that marvelous new dinner dress I bought at the end of last season? I put it on and it's too tight. That means that I have to reduce.
That's very scientific. I think you may have stumbled onto something there.
Yeah, don't you laugh, dear. My system is more reliable than any scales.
Mother, can't you just let it out?
Well, honey, I didn't want to do that. The dress fit when I got it. If anything's going to be altered, it's me.
Well, then you're going to have to do it by dieting. That snake dance you were performing isn't going to solve your problem.
Oh, speaking of problems, will one of you please do something about your son?
Like what?
I loaned him some money months ago, and he refuses to pay it back.
Now, look, honey, I think you and Jeff ought to be able to work out problems like that between you. Darling, exercise is fine. It's very important, but it's not enough. It's the calories that count. Now, look, I know it's not going to be easy for you, but I suggest that you cut out all sweets for a while.
Sweets? That's easy. No more cake, no more candy, no more desserts. Cinch.
Good girl.
Mm.
Oh.
Well. Boy, look at that icing. Hey, what's under it?
Calories? Nothing but calories.
Oh, well, I'm not having any. I made it for the rest of you.
Oh.
Chocolate cream cake.
To get back to the money matter, my dear sibling.
Calling me names will get you nowhere.
Sibling means brother or sister.
I'm afraid she has you there.
Dad, he owes me the money, and I know he has it. So, well, it's practically dishonest for him not to pay it back.
What do you have to say to that, Jeff?
Oh, that cake looks just delicious. Oh, sure, I owe her the money. I'll pay her back.
I need it now.
Well, Mary, didn't you make some arrangement for repayment when you lent him the money?
Thank you.
Well, it was a very unusual situation. You see, Herbie and I were having a fight, and Jeff ran into him, and on his very own, mind you, made up a fabulous story about a college boy being madly in love with me.
Which, of course, was not dishonest.
Oh, well, that was entirely different. Anyway, it made Herbie jealous, and we finally made up.
Notice how she hasn't answered your question about the loan?
We're fascinated by the little history of your romance with Herbie, dear, but Jeff's right. You didn't answer my question.
When Jeff asked to borrow the money, I got simply carried away with gratitude and told him he could pay me back whenever it was convenient for him. But that was...
Case dismissed.
Honey, you can't be angry with Jeff for holding you to your word.
Jeff, you should consider it a debt of honor, knowing how much I want that sweater. Mother, may I have another piece of cake, please?
Oh, of course. Money worries seem to have done wonders for your appetite.
Well, I've been skipping my lunch every day and saving everything I get towards my sweater, so I'm pretty hungry by dinner time.
Now she's trying to make it seem like she'll starve to death if I don't give her the money. Mom, I'm going to need another piece of cake.
Oh. Anyone would starve to death if they had to depend on shaking a crumb loose from Pinchpenny Jeff.
Alex, what do you think about her skimping on lunches?
I won't hurt her. You know, you've really outdone yourself with this cake. It's a triumph.
Thank you, dear.
May I have another piece?
Yes, of course.
How about it, Jeff? You know a sweater is more important than binoculars. After all, a sweater is an article of clothing, and clothing is a necessity. But binoculars are just a luxury.
What kind of an argument's that?
Oh, it's a perfectly logical argument.
What do you say we look at it this way? How many sweaters have you got, and how many binoculars have I got?
You don't have to be that logical. Mother, may I have another piece of cake, please?
Another?
It's so good.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
Alex, I just don't like the idea of Mary going hungry during the day. I mean, I really don't think anyone should go hungry. I mean, what I really mean is, I don't think anything is important enough to starve yourself.
Well, there's no danger of malnutrition. I think there's a matter of principle involved here. You can't always get everything you want at the moment you want it. If it's that important, it's worth waiting for.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Mom, can I please have another piece of cake?
Anybody else want this last piece of cake?
No, not for me, darling. Thanks. I think I've got enough here.
Mary? You've only had 3 pieces.
No, thank you, Mother.
Well, take your time, everybody. I'll just start clearing. Seems a shame to throw it away. On the other hand, it's too small to save. I was just putting this in the refrigerator, really. That's just what I was about to do. That's the reason I put it on this small plate.
You know, I've heard of ladies protesting too much, but you, if I may borrow an expression from my childhood, you take the cake.
Well, isn't it ridiculous? You know, ordinarily dessert doesn't mean anything to me, but now that I can't have it, suddenly it's very important.
Nobody seems able to deny himself anything. Not just you. It's Mary and her sweater, Jeff and his binoculars. In fact, the trouble with the whole world may be lack of self-discipline.
The peoples of the world and I thank you for your constructive criticism. But all I did or didn't do was almost eat a small piece of cake.
Now, darling, you've got to be master of yourself. The point is that... Hello? Yes, Dr. Stone. Oh, yes, Miss Langley. Yes, I can come over. I've got quite a few other calls to make, maybe rather late. But I'll be there. All right. Fine, Miss Langley. Goodbye. Oh, it's going to be a long one. 4 calls so far, and the night is young.
I'm sorry, honey. Is there anything I can do?
Oh, another cup of coffee might help. I'm going to have my trouble staying awake.
All right, I'll make some fresh.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you.
happening?
Hi, honey.
You shouldn't have waited up for me.
Oh, I didn't really wait up for you. Something just told me to get up. So I got up.
I'm glad you did. I hate to eat with no one to talk to.
How is the Jackson child?
Indigestion from overeating. There's a lot of that around.
I suppose there is.
It's the same old story. The parents have the willpower of a couple of sardines, and the little boy follows their example. Does this bother you?
Oh, no, not at all.
Good girl. Now, don't forget the sit-ups. Exercise plus dieting will get you right back to where you were. Well, when you think of it, self-indulgence must be about the worst human vice.
Yes, I suppose it is.
You know, darling, there used to be some Indians once who traveled enormous distances, weeks at a time. All they had to eat was a little piece of dried meat, which they'd chew from time to time. They never got fat. They never had trouble fitting into last year's blankets.
How? It's wonderful. Just wonderful.
Really?
Yes, your facts are organized so well and presented so clearly.
Well, that's what I tried to do. Are you eating something?
The Journal of American Pediatrics will beg you to let them publish it.
I hope you're right. I'm going to submit it to them first.
Good.
You sound like you have something in your mouth.
Oh, I have. It's a button. Need to help kill my appetite for candy. I'm thinking of doing a paper on it for the Journal of American Sweet Eaters. It's great, honey.
Mother.
Thank you, darling.
Mother, will you please keep your son off the phone while I'm talking?
Yes, Herbie.
No, Herbie.
That'll do, Jeff. Now, how can your father and I go to a movie tonight if you two are scrapping like a couple of puppy dogs?
Well, she always starts it.
Don't worry, Mother. Just go out and have a good time. I'll ignore him.
All right. And you, Jeff?
Oh, sure, I can stand her. When she isn't hounding me for money.
Put under the candy.
It's on top of the bookcase.
What's it doing up there?
I imagine it's to protect your mother from temptation.
Boy, it sure's a lot of trouble.
Trouble? That's the key to my system of dieting. I don't eliminate temptation. I just put obstacles in its path.
Sounds a little childish to me.
Oh, well, I may have lost the weight already. Certainly hope so. I'd sure like to wear that dress to Margaret's.
Mother, have a piece of candy. One piece can't hurt you.
Oh, no, dear. With me, there's no such thing as one piece of candy.
Mm. Well, you're wise to pass these up. Well, there must be 300 calories in each one of them.
Well, these are delicious.
So good.
I got my favorite.
You can hide these up there.
I wonder if she's got another box.
Still doesn't fit right, dear.
Huh?
Unzip me, please. Huh? Just doesn't seem right to wear an old dress to Margaret's new house.
Well, on the other hand, maybe everybody will be so busy inspecting the new house they won't notice what you're wearing.
You're probably right, dear, but I'd sure like to wear this dress just once before it goes out of style. I should have lost this weight by now.
Honey, why don't you just drop the childish games like chewing buttons and hiding candy and use some good old-fashioned willpower?
Well, I know you think my method is silly, but it works. Sit me, honey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you haven't lost the weight.
But I will. It's very close. The important thing is I'm getting back my normal attitude toward sweets. I can take them or leave them, and that's a good sign.
Yep. are we still using the same cleaners?
Yes, honey. Is there something wrong?
No, nothing.
Starching your shirts again?
No, everything's fine, darling. Look, I'm ready. I'll wait for you downstairs.
All right. I won't be long.
Thank you.
Oh, good morning, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Good morning, children. Don't you think that's too much syrup?
Well, what's hotcakes without syrup?
Coffee will be ready in just a minute, dear.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Those hotcakes are great, Mom.
Jeff, I think it's about time you began to cultivate less primitive table manners.
Well, what's wrong? I'm using my fork and my elbows aren't on the table.
You're enjoying it too much.
Enjoying it too much?
Yes. Indelicate.
Bacon, dear?
No, thanks.
Jeff?
Oh, yes, sirree. I mean, don't mind if I do.
And pass your father the hotcakes when you're finished.
No. I mean, I'm not having any, thanks.
Are you sure you feel all right, dear?
Yes, yes, I feel perfectly all right. I'll have the same breakfast that Mary has.
Oh, well, I'll have hotcakes and bacon.
You usually eat juice, toast, and milk.
I know, but... I've been eating such light lunches these days. I need a big breakfast to carry me through.
I want you to stop this feasting and fasting. Eat a normal lunch so you won't have to stuff yourself at breakfast and dinner. Well, it's bad for your health. Excuse me.
What's the matter? What did I do?
I think I know what's troubling your father. Honey. You know I love you.
Yeah.
And while I'm stating the obvious, let me also say that nothing important in your life is going to change because the journal rejected your paper.
Who told you they rejected it?
Oh, honey, I can read you like a book. Your disposition was so bad this morning, you kept barking at me and the children.
I'm sorry. But you're wrong. They accepted it. I got word in this morning's mail.
They did?
Yeah.
Well, honey, that's wonderful. Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, I don't know, darling. I guess I was preoccupied.
Well, my goodness, that calls for a celebration. Let me see. Oh, I'll bake that pie for you, the one you liked so much at Margaret's party. She gave me the recipe.
Don't we always think of celebrating in terms of food?
Oh, I never think of you as a drinking man.
No, I don't mean that either, but can't we celebrate without calories?
What do you mean, without calories?
Well, I don't know. I just thought that maybe we could all, I don't know, take a walk.
Alex, you're dieting.
Yeah. Yeah. The night we went to Margaret's, I could hardly button my dinner jacket. I have to lose 6 pounds.
Oh, honey, is that all that's bothering you? Well, for heaven's sake, forget about it.
Huh? You don't think the 6 pounds makes me look too heavy?
Well, of course not. You look wonderful.
I feel good. I don't think I look overweight.
Well, you look good. So don't give it another thought. Cheer up, honey. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Of course, when a man gets to be your age, he expects to put on a little weight, breathe a little harder when he goes up the stairs, and, you know, lose a little hair. Oh, by the way, I tried on the dress this morning. It fits.
Thank you.
darling.
Oh, hi. Look, honey, my afternoon appointments aren't very urgent, so I think I'm going to cancel them.
Oh, why?
Well, I thought I'd play a little handball.
Handball? What, isn't that a little strenuous?
Not at all. After all, I used to play all the time. Right, the year we met, I was in the state finals.
Yes, dear, I know, but...
Don't say what you're thinking.
What am I thinking?
Then I'm not as young as I was then.
Oh, honey, I had no such thought in mind.
Yeah?
But, honey, please be careful.
Don't worry, darling. I'll come back feeling like a new man. I was a little rusty at first, but you'd be surprised how quickly it all came back to me. Do you know, after the fourth or the fifth game, I was playing well enough for tournament handball?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to play handball with you some Saturday, Dad.
That's a great idea, Jeff. First Saturday, I can clear the time.
Good.
Dear, would you like to go into the living room now?
All right.
Here you go.
Dad, here's your game.
Charlie Horse, I'd be better in no time than I I'll be at the hospital all afternoon if you need me for anything, honey.
All right, dear. Are you going to stop by the gym before you come home?
No. Well, it's not that I don't feel great. The Charlie horse is all gone, but there's no sense in overdoing it.
Oh, of course, dear.
I mean, everything, even exercise, has to be done in moderation.
Oh, you're so right.
I'll see you later, honey.
All right, honey. Goodbye. Hello. Oh, hello, Ethel. How are you? Good. Friday night? Uh-huh. Oh, we'd love to come. How dressy is it? Wonderful. I was beginning to think I'd never have a chance to wear that black dinner dress. Yes. Fits me perfectly now. All right. We'll look forward to seeing you. Goodbye, Ethel.
Hey, Mom. I thought your dieting crisis was over.
Oh, it is.
Then what's the box of candy doing back up on top of the bookcase?
I guess your father hasn't passed his dieting crisis yet. Honey, I'm so pleased with this dress. I may be slightly unbearable tonight.
Well, I may be a little unbearable myself after losing that 6 pounds. How's that for a fit?
Why, it's perfect, honey. You look wonderful.
You look pretty great yourself.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys look swell, like an advertisement or something.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. Oh, Jeff, while we're out, try to get along with Mary. You know, no fighting.
Oh, there won't be any fighting tonight.
Well, why should tonight be any different?
Oh, because I finally got tired of Mary pestering me, so I paid her off.
Wow. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. What about your binoculars?
Oh, Zach said I could use his anytime I wanted to. So it seemed kind of foolish to waste the money.
Well, it was certainly very nice of you to pay, Mary, even though your motive was doubtful.
Mother, the sweater came. It's here. Oh, it's just beautiful.
Oh, let's see it.
Oh, they had it wrapped up for me from the first day I picked it out. And, you know, it's a good thing Jeff gave me the money because they were going to put it back in stock. It's tight. Oh, they gave me the wrong size.
No, it's your size. I guess you put on a little weight.
Well, I'm going to go on a diet right now.
Well, I'll help you, Mary.
Help? How?
By putting the candy back up on top of the bookcase.